live Saturday edition of the program here. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything if you make them at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free number, and it is brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about JFK's famous quote that so many are familiar with that has been placed in all kinds of popular culture and historical retrospectives and everywhere. My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And on its face, that seems meaningful. But as you were suggesting earlier in the show tonight, Mark, or asking, what does this really mean? What does this phrase actually mean? What does the country mean? The gentleman who called earlier says the country to him means the Constitution. But if you substitute the Constitution into that phrase, it doesn't make any sense at all. If you substitute politicians in, instead of the word country, you put in the word politicians, then it makes some sense. It's crazy, and I don't support that. But
I like the Constitution fine. I came from a line of thought.
You're saying that's what the country should mean, is the Constitution?
Well, I think that's what the government should mean, and the politicians work for the government, but and that's the concept. The concept is that somehow you can write down, the politicians can write down on a piece of paper rules that the politicians in the future will follow, and that will then be ratified by individuals, and that the politicians will actually follow them. And it was shown very quickly with the Constitution that every governing document that any politician, king or monarch or bureaucrat or whatever has had, they haven't followed because they don't have to. This concept of the state is a monopoly, and monopolies never want to give up monopolies. They will go so far as to convince you that we can't have anything but a monopoly. Without a monopoly in the issuance of government, we would have chaos. And I would contend otherwise. I would say, look, we don't have chaos in the area of food, and we have lots of competition there. We don't have chaos in the area of religion. We have lots of competition there. Why in the world are we going to have chaos in the area of protection? That's what the government's supposed to do.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Lenny's been waiting patiently in Battle Creek listening to WBCK. Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, hey, good evening.
Go ahead, sir.
I want to weigh in on that, Kennedy's statement there. With a couple of qualifying statements, obviously that was a long time ago, and that was the generation that came out of World War II and everything. But for sure, he was talking about the country in as a nation and as our government and so on. And I think now today someone does have to have sort of a blindness, to throw them, or even worse yet, a willful ignorance, to go in that direction.
To go in what direction? I'm sorry.
To serve the country.
Saying is that somebody would have to be willfully blind to the horrors of the state in order to serve the state. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Yeah, either willfully or just out of ignorance. I mean, there's a lot of really patriotic people that are willfully ignorant. But that's not, I don't have all the answers. That's another qualifying statement I want to say.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine anybody who does.
But I do think that the problem is not the politicians themselves. It's those that manipulate them and those that use government, to benefit for themselves. And whether that
you're saying the politicians are being manipulated by whom?
By banking interests, by corporate interests, by those at the top of religion or whatever. I mean, in any way, at all levels, somebody is using government for their interests. I mean, you guys talk about it all the time.
Sounds clear. I mean, sounds to me like politicians, politicians are just people like the rest of us, and they may actually be more corrupt. There seems to be a certain level of science that goes behind saying that the corrupt are attracted to positions of power.
Well, right. That's why I feel like you're maybe giving the politicians a little bit too much credit. I mean, these people, I don't know if I would say they're being manipulated. Certainly there's an argument to be made that there's these elites and they have all this dirt on these politicians, and those politicians would be good if only they didn't have all these dirt, the dirt out there that they're being blackmailed with. But now because they're being blackmailed, they have to do all these things for these elite people. And, there's some conspiracy theory involved in that.
I'm not saying it's dirt. I'm not saying they're being manipulated in that, blackmailed. They're just part of the system, and that it's an oligarchy, I suppose. And I don't have the.
Well, right. I mean, I think that it's, let's give them the power that they're due. I mean, they're coming to the table offering to do these favors. They are giving these people, whether it's the corporations or some elites or whatever we're talking about here, they are giving them favors and they are punishing their enemies, and they're doing these things with full knowledge of what I think that they're up to, and they're coming to the table offering, hey, I can do this for you if you do this for me. Give me some campaign contributions, and then I'll give you some tax breaks, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't think that's manipulation as much as it is just wheeling in political dealing.
Yeah, that's what
it's
always been.
Why has it become that?
You're falling into the conservative trap. The conservative trap is that somewhere in history, recently, there was a better time. You know, the 1950s,
back when the government worked,
the 30s, the 20s.
I do not think that is true. I think that there was a better time.
Ever since the first person claimed themselves ruler over other people, others have gotten close to that person. They've gotten his ear. They've gotten the favors. They've done the back scratching, the log rolling, as they call it these days. And it's all been the same always. And it always will be. And any solution that involves bigger government. Okay, anytime you have a monopoly on the issuance of force or governance, you're going to have that, because that's what it is. Even when there's great power in those areas, that's what's going to happen.
Lenny, final thoughts? Go ahead.
I can't give you one. I just, my head spins when I think about this.
I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thank you for making it here to Free Talk Live. And the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. And you know what? Privacy is pretty damn important, at least to me. Maybe it should be important to you. Have you realized that your internet service provider is actually monitoring everything you do? Likely. Most ISPs are holding on to that data for a good 6 months, some of them as long as 5 years. They're looking at all of the data that you they're holding. They're storing all the information you put in a search box, all of the information that, the website
you
you're requesting. Where are you going? What are you doing? All of this stuff is being logged. Well, if you're using ProXPN, you know that information is not being logged, because ProXPN doesn't do that stuff. They don't keep logs of your online habits.
Well, they aren't an ISP. You're still going to need somebody to provide you with internet. What they do is, in fact, encrypt the internet that comes from you and goes to them through your ISP. So your ISP just doesn't see it.
Correct, meaning that everything you do is wrapped in 512-bit encryption, and your ISP, all they can see is this encrypted stream of data. Now they are no longer able to record anything that you do when you're using ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there, and when you're ready for their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth and multiple servers around the world that you can choose. You want to be in Singapore today? Click and connect to the Singapore server. You want to be in the Netherlands, 10 minutes later? You can do that with ProXPN, and that protects your location as well from the websites that you're visiting. They don't know where you're coming from. So it's all kinds of levels of privacy involved in this here. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. You can use one account on multiple devices. Now, you can also, by the way, get a pretty significant discount if you use Bitcoin to sign up for ProXPN. 33% off the annual plan when you use Bitcoin. You can also save 20%. If you're going to use dollars, you can put in our discount code and save 20%. The discount code is FTL20. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code FTL20 to get 20% off. And by the way, that 20% off works for the monthly plan or the annual plan, whereas the Bitcoin you can only use for the annual plan at this time.
That's right.
ProXPN.com/FTL. Whether you want to talk about JFK or whatever happens to be on your mind, got some graffiti-related news coming up, which is shocking. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shutdown and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams and podcasts, go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Dot com.
I spoke about forcefieldenergy.com in the first hour, and I want to tell you a little bit more about what they do. They also have these conversion units that they sell. They're high-end energy conversion units, and they're made for companies that have, like, smokestacks, so that they can take the high heat that come out of smokestacks and turn them into usable energy. New regulations are coming down from federal and state governments that are limiting the amount of heat that can come out of a smokestack down from 900. Forcefieldenergy.com makes the very best of these. They are almost twice as efficient as their competition. And this is another reason why I believe the forcefieldenergy.com is poised to move upward as far as the stock price goes. I was predicting it earlier, and they have gone up from $5.20, about $5.15, I guess, on up to about $5.80. And I think that they're going to go much further. If you're interested, go check out forcefieldenergy.com. You've got to do your own research because, well, the fact is, it's your money. Yeah, I can make a recommendation, and yeah, I could have been right in the past, but it's your money. You've got to come to the same conclusion that I do. Do your research, but I think you will come to the same conclusion. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Anybody can buy this stock. It's traded on NASDAQ. It's FNRG, forcefieldenergy.com.
All right, back to the phones and the fun. We've been talking about JFK and the famous quote about what you can do for your country. Well, what does it even mean? What is your country? What is the country? What does that mean to you? We've had a couple different folks call in tonight with somewhat different definitions. Is the country the Constitution? Is the country the politicians? Is the country the community, the town? As we've heard all kinds of different suggestions here, what do you think? At 855-450-FREE, we continue with Dennis, listening in Monroe, Louisiana, to LRN.FM. Hey, Dennis.
How y'all doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
One of the things, the key point about that quote is it's part of an inaugural address. Now, it's not a campaign speech.
Okay.
And if you Google JFK inaugural, you can go to the library site, and there's a 16-minute video if you want to hear the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
About what the country means, somewhere else he said, God's work must be done by our hands. So I think country is just an allusion to something other than oneself, you know, something bigger than each of us.
Hmm.
And The quote is a call to service. It's not about what you can get. It's about what you can give, you know, to, you know, well, back to God's work must be done by our hands. It's service to mankind in general.
Yeah, I think this is the best definition I've heard yet, Dennis, and I really like it. You know, it is a call to something greater than we are, whatever that might be, the community as a whole. As long as we can say country as planet, ask not what the, you know, mankind can do for you, ask what you can do for mankind. You know, if he would have substituted that term,
that would have made more sense.
I could find that much, you know, much more inspiring, and I can totally see why 50 years ago, you know, maybe with a communist threat, you know, JFK was a commie hunter, and, you know, why they would necessarily have said country as opposed to mankind. But, yeah, I absolutely agree with what you say, Dennis. Thanks so much.
Okay. And thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's continue here. We've got Dave in California listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Always a great show and a
Welcome,
great
sir.
Topic and a
thanks.
Great call. As I was around 50 years ago, and I do believe it was quite a dreadful day. It was a bad loss for us all. A country, what is that? A place, a piece of this planet where people live under shared rules. I don't know. I think he's saying in his speech, he's speaking to himself as well as all of us. What can we do to make this a better place? And, He intended to do that. So that's what I think. When we lost him, we've had a string of presidents that were much more, how do I help me and my buddies at Lockheed Martin and General Electric put more money in our pocket? Not how can we...
You think we had that before JFK or after JFK? I'm sorry,
no,
I'm not clear.
I think today it's not all together, not ask what we can do for our country, but what can we take from our country is our government today. And that's been big, bad time setback. So we do not, in this country, enjoy the assurances of good food and medical care and a happiness and pursuit of happiness, but we survival to benefit a small faction of takers is more what we're left with. And I think JFK was not moving in that direction. He was going to try to make it a better place for us, the people, working people, poor people, limited means, disabled and whatnot, elderly. He would
have Dave,
done.
Do you trust the government to take care of disabled people and elderly people and sick people? Because I don't. I think the government probably is the worst organization to do that.
I think that if you went back into his time, if you look at government as being monitored and enforced, it is, yes, it can be the most efficient, the most beneficial means by which the needs of the people can be handled and dealt
totally
with.
Disagree. There's nothing ever efficient about the states. The people in the state, Dave, have no incentive to be efficient.
The government doesn't. I think the corporation has the incentive to take everything it can and stuff as much as it can in its pocket, and that often involves exploitation of the people, the working.
You said the corporation has that incentive? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that, yes, if you and I have a factory and I can cheat my employees and pay them less and make
eventually your employees are going to go somewhere else.
Go to the next factory.
There might be another factory that's going to pay them better and treat them better. See, that's the difference here, Dave, is that and I'm no fan of corporations. I think corporations should disappear because they're constructions of the government that protect business owners and businessmen from liability. So I have a real problem with corporations. But business, let's compare business and the state. The state has no competition of any meaningful amount. The businesses do have competition, unless, of course, they're prevented from having competition by the state and the violence of the state. So because the state has no real competition, because they're a monopoly on violence, they have no incentive to do things efficiently. They have no incentive to do things to your satisfaction. And as a result of that, you're pretty disappointed in the way things have been going. And changing the heads of the operation will never change the incentives. Thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. Your calls are welcome at 855-453. That is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL. Oops, brought to you by ProXPN, actually. Used to be SACL. We still like SACL. More coming up.
Jason Osborne, too.
Yes, and Jason Osborne, who is the man behind SACL. And he's also involved with the School Sucks Project, which is an excellent podcast. SchoolSucksProject.com. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites. And the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguide.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just visit freetalklive.com and get interactive in a variety of different ways. Our bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's our message board.
It's hunting season around the country, and if you're looking to get some gear before you head out, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. They've got long guns, they've got handguns, they've got firearm accessories, whatever you need, flashlights of all sorts, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, whatever equipment you need, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. And, of course, there's lots of places that have outdoor equipment. But how many of them have the best price you're going to be able to find on the internet? Every time I've gone to ManVentureOutpost.com, I've looked around and I haven't been able to find anything, any other site that has a price lower than ManVenture. Now, they claim rock bottom prices. For me, they've been the lowest prices I've been able to find. But you go check them out for yourself. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family owned. You can get in contact with them. If there's something there that you can show a lower price, I'm sure they'll work with you. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. We continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the idea of country. What is it in the first place? Because you can put different words in place of this John Kennedy quote, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." But what does it really mean when he says the country? Mark, you said your favorite answer thus far was just kind of the international
mankind.
Mankind, everybody in the whole world. But country doesn't evoke that.
It doesn't really mean that, but I would prefer, let's, if we could just rewrite the quote, you know, and get rid of the regional dialect at the same time. Let's just go ahead and say, you know, ask not what you can do for mankind, or ask not what mankind can do for you, but what you can do for mankind. I like that,
that
one.
That makes total sense to me.
You know, that totally works, because this country thing is, it's a designation that separates us. That somehow we in, say, the United States are better than people who are, say, in Mexico. You know, I don't want anything to do with that. To me, it's a way to say, you know, ha, I was born on a special piece of God-given land and you stink.
Is that ethnocentrism?
That's exactly what that is. But, you know, I mean, so ethnocentrism has to do with culture, and culture has to do, to some extent, with the inability to travel across imaginary lines that politicians drew on maps. So if you want the very best of your society to inculcate the rest of the world, what you should want is very porous borders.
Well, a lot of people are going to have a tough time with that.
Well, I like a lot of things the United States is about, but I want those good things for other people in other countries, and they're not going to get them by being unable to come here, or, you know, me to go there, or, you know, just traveling across borders.
We should come back to that, Mark, because there's a lot that can be said on that issue of, let's get rid of the idea of borders, not just borders of the United States, but just get rid of the idea of borders, period. I think that's useful. Now, private property borders, I'm okay with that, but country borders, nation borders, that I think I absolutely agree, Mark, is separating people and creating hatred. Let's go to the phones, though, and it's thanks to the politicians for fomenting a lot of that. Joe is on the line listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, the our country's notion of patriotism and stuff has changed. If you read history, before the Civil War, you had guys like Robert E. Lee and all them, and I don't agree with the Confederacy, but they were citizens of their states. You know, he fought for the United States. He was an American soldier, but when the time came, he chose his state. And our federal government was never meant to be what it is now. It was always meant to be basically an afterthought, you know. And, you know, your state and your local government was supposed to be what basically you have most contact with.
Yep. And, it was essentially 13 countries that fought together to separate themselves, and this was the Articles of Confederation, where, you know, were the first governing document. So the United States was a confederacy before it was a federal government.
Yeah, I mean, I meant the Southern Confederacy. But
I understand.
You know, the federal, you know, there is, if we're invaded by a foreign country and stuff, that's the role of the federal government. But this notion of this massive, you know, Orwellian, you use whatever, you know, word you want, but, I mean, good God, man, you can't even drive down the street without a frickin', you know, camera on the, you know, light post and stuff nowadays, and it's that all comes from power. You know, you got a small group of people that think they're smarter than everybody else. So.
Man, I totally agree with the sentiment. I appreciate it. You know, maybe the only nitpick I might have is the idea that the federal government's there to protect you. I think that's certainly something that they like to claim, but ultimately they have no obligation to protect you. And if there were to be some sort of invading horde, the federal government would be much more interested in protecting federal buildings than your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's what's going on now. You know, I'm 40 years old. I wasn't around when Kennedy was around. But, you know, he's been kind of become a saint. We'll never know exactly what he would have done.
Yeah, that's a question that I had. I was talking about Mark about this during the break, because we had one guy called Dave in California sort of singing the praises of Kennedy as this great man who was going to lead us all out of this, you know, corporate.
Gosh darn it, we had a good one and he got away.
Yeah, and, you know, he acknowledges that all the ones since then have been bad, but I suggest that maybe there was a lot that was bad about Kennedy. It's just that nobody remembers that.
He got us in Vietnam. You know, 50 some thousand Americans died for what? You know, so don't ignore the bad things about a guy just because, you know, what he might have done or could have done or whatever.
Well, did the war in Vietnam start with Kennedy, or did he just kind of send the troops over? Was it the French conflict over there at that time?
China.
Yeah, the French were there. They were there, but it was the whole fighting communism and all this stuff. But, you know, I mean, Johnson was a dirtbag, you know, and he kept it going for years and years. And, you know, most of us, especially guys my age.
Isn't great either.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
Joe, I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts as well. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You know, I wasn't around back then. I haven't done any significant amount of studying into John F. Kennedy, so I can't rattle off, oh, yeah, he was involved in this scandal and that scandal, and, you know, he's corrupt over here and taking bribes. I mean, because people don't want to look at him like that anymore. As soon as he was assassinated, he got this hero status that people don't want to question.
Well, if a president's around long enough, usually the dirt comes out.
Sure.
You know, the second term seems to be the deadly term as far as a president, and their you know, the PR machine has to kick in to cover up whatever the crap is.
Well,
for Reagan's Iran-Contra.
And not just the dirt, Mark, but also the broken promises. I mean, how about that? I mean, every politician makes promises during a campaign, and every politician breaks those promises when they get into office. I mean, Barack Obama's the most recent one, so it's easy to name off some of the promises he broke. Oh, I don't know, getting the troops out of the Middle East, that would be one of them.
He specifically said Iraq. He called Afghanistan basically.
Are there still troops in Iraq?
There are contractors, and certainly the largest embassy in the world.
Yep, and he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Nope, that hasn't happened either.
Well, to me, I can understand a couple of these things, but for me, government transparency. He did the opposite of government transparency.
Yeah. On WikiLeaks.
It started with the birth certificate, as far as I'm concerned. Look, if I was running for office and people were questioning my my birth status, I would hold up my birth certificate. Yeah. I wouldn't have been scared with it. He used this as an opportunity to make a portion of the electorate, which is, of course, nutbags, look like nutbags, or whatever it is. So he rather than being transparent, look, he talked all about transparency, and it was a big fat lie from the very beginning.
Sure, but that's why I'm saying, what things did JFK promise during his campaign that he broke? Because he was in office for a fair amount of time before the assassination. So what kind of promises did he break? Now, of course, his fans could say, oh, well, he was saving that to the fourth year. You know, whatever the promise was, right? Like, well, he was gonna get around to it, but he got shot. So, you know, it's easy for them to make excuses for him because we never really did get to see what the ultimate end of his campaign would have been, or his presidency, if he had actually lived through it. And then he wouldn't have attained this unquestionable status. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you don't have to talk about the JFK quote. You can bring up anything that you want. In fact, something I want to discuss here tonight is this ridiculous story out of New York City about a graffitied up building that was painted over, and now there's a court case saying that the artists should be able to get damages. The graffiti artists. We'll get into that story. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Get into that here in a moment here, and of course I want to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. You may call in and bring up what you want. Now, Bitcoin Not Bombs is doing a pretty interesting promotion and fundraiser right now.
Yeah, what they want to do is they want to hoodie the homeless for this winter season. You know, the idea is that they sell T-shirts and hoodies over there at Bitcoin Not Bombs, and they've priced their T-shirts and hoodies now until Cyber Monday, so that when you buy a T-shirt or hoodie from BitcoinNotBombs.com, you're buying a hoodie for somebody who's in need, and they're going to distribute them all over. They want to get them distributed in time for the holidays, and that way you can give them as gifts, so you can keep two people warm this winter when you buy one hoodie from a Bitcoin Not Bombs, because they'll, you know, do another one and they'll give it to somebody in need. And also, this in the process, we'll do a little guerrilla outreach marketing for Bitcoin. They're accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, visit BitcoinNotBombs.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. We go to Dave. He's in Honolulu. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
I wanted to invite everybody to take advantage of the Amper matching funds.
Oh, yes. Well, for our listeners that don't know what you're talking about, it's a very exciting time to get behind Free Talk Live and help the show out. We've got some very generous individuals who have stepped up to match contributions to Free Talk Live up to $950 per month. The purpose of this is to make it so we can afford to pay Daryl, he's our Monday night co-host, to do affiliate relations work for the show. That means calling radio stations, talking to the radio station program directors about mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, and hopefully getting us on some stations. He's actually signed his first station, which hopefully will be starting with us on Monday
night.
We'll talk more about that next week. But so that's a point of, you know, proof of concept. This is is working. Bringing Daryl in to assist me with affiliate relations has resulted in already more affiliates. And so that's what the money is being put towards. But it's a matching thing. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can amp the show for $5 a month. That's the minimum amp amount. And then that $5 a month is being matched. So it's like doing $10 per month.
Just called in tonight and said that he was going to, Anthony, excuse me, just called in and said he was going to match too, so we might go higher than that.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting. So, and then there's also this extra deal, Dave, which you might have been alluding to, that so you, not only are you getting your AMP dollars matched by these generous donators, but you're also, if you wish, if you'd like to get your hands on some Bitcoin, James, who called our show earlier this week, he's ponying up free Bitcoins, essentially. And what he's doing is if you were to, for instance, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get behind the show for $5 per month, then send your Bitcoin address to me at ian@freetalklive.com. I will send that information over to James. I'll say, James, this guy's confirmed. He has signed up or she has signed up for $5 a month, $10 a month, or whatever the amount is that you chose. And then he will deposit that amount of Bitcoin into your Bitcoin
wallet. He'll do basically reimburse you for your first month.
For your first month's AMP.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a general person's agreement that you'll continue doing it on and on.
And it's great. I mean, a lot of people have, this has been huge this week. This week has been the biggest AMP week in memory for me. We had something like 19 people come on board with the AMP program this last week. So, Dave, thank you for suggesting that. Was that your only purpose in calling, or did you want to tell me a little more?
No, I also wanted to talk about voting. You guys were talking about it, I think, Thursday night, and you had characterized the anti-voting argument in a way that I'm surprised to hear you say that. You said something like, they think that if people will just stop voting, then we'll get liberty. And
there are people who believe that.
Just that? I'm sure there are people, I know there are people who think it's immoral and counterproductive to vote, but I'm sure they want something else to happen in addition to that.
Well, I think that they've got a confusion. Okay, so to take a stance that that one shouldn't vote because it might do something. I've seen people who go out and hold signs. I've heard of people who go out and hold signs. They call here and say, don't vote, it just encourages them, or a variety of things. And I can't imagine what that does, what that transmits. I mean, I'm with you that we can make an argument against immorality, and that's what I tried to do. But I must say that to some extent, the anti, if you watch Facebook, people will post all kinds of stuff, vote for nobody. Well, why? Nobody never wins. Nobody gets the vast majority of the votes, and nobody ever wins. What kind of crazy thing is that?
Okay, well, that bothers me too. I mean, I came across this idea that it was counterproductive to vote, and I had to think about that because I think I saw it in Larkin Rose and a few other places, but it wasn't very specific. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's like Stefan Molyneux's slave-on-slave violence idea, where he thinks that a lot of the tyranny that we face is actually ideas in our head and that other people inflict on us, and not the government doesn't even have to tyrannize us because we're tyrannizing each other, and that somehow this ritual of the mythology of the state, going to vote, of saying, oh yes, if we vote, that will take care of it and the problem will be solved, and therefore the state is legitimate and there is a solution there, that in a way this sort of hypnotizes us, keeps us nice calm sheep and going to the slaughter.
Well, if one posited that, then one would have to further confirm that in local elections, where 95% of the people in most municipalities simply don't vote, that we're there. We've achieved whatever it is we're supposed to achieve as far as, not voting going in local elections, and there seems to be no stopping municipalities.
Yeah, that's a very good counter-argument. But I actually had a further response against this, that, okay, if there's a way that we can sort of unconsciously reinforce statism in our mind by voting, there has to be some opposite sort of thing that we could do that would unconsciously undermine statism in our minds. Then what would that be? The only thing I can sort of think of is like BitTorrent, that the invention of BitTorrent just made.
I think the only way to undermine the state in your mind has to be done consciously. I think to suggest that voting props up the state is just theory. I mean, there's some people who go and vote, they get that swelling feeling in their heart and they feel like they're doing something.
I certainly used to.
But, you know, a lot of people feel dirty when they go and vote. So people feel people feel different things. And to just kind of pigeonhole everybody in as, oh, well, voting does this to everybody. Well, that's not necessarily true. I think if you want to defeat the state, the only way to do it is overtly by speaking against the state and by watching your language when you talk about the state and, you know, not use terms like we're bombing Iraq. Well, no, we're not bombing Iraq. They're bombing Iraq. So being very deliberate about the things that you say and how you explain these things. You know, I'll give you an example. For instance, the Shire Free Church is looking at getting a nonprofit corporation with the state of New Hampshire. Not because we believe in corporations or anything like that, or because we want the church to incorporate. The church is not incorporating. The church will have a corporation. And it's a difference in how you speak and how you view things. The church is going to have a corporation for the purpose of interacting with the state, for the purpose of allowing people to do volunteer work with the church that could then count for, let's say, community service hours. So you have to have a nonprofit corporation in order to be able to get a court to look at your organization and say, oh, yeah, well, we'll accept those community service hours. But a lot of people, when they go and get a corporation, they use language like, well, we're incorporating because our church this and this and this, and they're coming at it from a perspective that the church is the corporation. Whereas my perspective is our church will have a corporation. It is just one of many things that it can possess. So looking at the state as, for what it is, which is a group of men and women that are threatening violence on other people in order to get them to behave in the way that they want to, and speaking to people about what the state really is and not letting a moment go by when somebody is fantasizing about what they think the state should be, like the guy who called earlier to say that he thought that the state was the most efficient way to organize and the most efficient way to help people. And I'm sorry, but, you know, while there may be some people within the state whose intention is to help people, Mark, your wife used to be a social worker for the state. I don't deny that she was likely intending to help people, but it is not the most efficient way to do that. So
usually the people that worked for the state are the ones that understand its largest inefficiency.
There's going to be no sneaking people away from the idea of the state. There's not going to be any tactic that's going to work to do that. We're going to have to come right out and talk about what the state really is and why it's a terrible idea. And Dave, thanks for your call and thoughts, and thanks for suggesting the AMP program. Our listeners can go to amp.freetalklive.com to go and check that out and double your AMP, even get some extra Bitcoins. We'll come back with more. Hour 3 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.